Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schut for Mary Maris Shekli and Ishmas. Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmua, Maris Chanavitz Maris Atachanavitz Meir Zev, Chayachav Vega Bas Mikhail Diz Basia. And it's based on the Torah of Maran Lush Yeshiva, footnotes at Sal. The din of Simchas Regel is not knowing on the first night of Sukkot. Because the only Simcha is when you have Bisal Kochim that were Shechta Bishas Simcha. On the first night of Sukkot, you don't. Apparently, what this means is that if a karban was Shechted on a weekday, the eating does not relate to the eating of Yom Tov. In the Mele, you're not Yotze Mishim Simcha Sachag. The Chazanish was Mechadish that the first night of Pesach, where you have special Achilas Kachim for Yom Tov, since it's Man Achilas Pesach, so there's a mitzvah Simchas Chag when you eat the Kachim of Pesach on Lil Pesach. So we see from this that the Simchas Chag of Lil Pesach has a unique quality that we don't find in the other times of Simchas Chag. Other Zmanim of Simchas Chag, the Simcha is fulfilled with something that's common for all the Moedim, Shalmei Simcha, the carbon of Shalmei Simcha. Whereas the Simcha that is Noheges Belaila Rishon Shel Pesach is Miskayim through the special Chefza that relates only to Pesach, the carbon Pesach. And we say Shein Simcha El Bebasar. This primarily means is that even though the etzim simcha is avodah shebelev, nevertheless, this avodah shebelev has a kli in the physical chefts of achilas b'sar kochim. And if so, b'vaday shekol avdel hanemtza bein hakelim shel avodah shesimcha, any distinction we find between the various vessels of simcha is mechayiv, requires that same difference should be found in the content of the simcha. The difference in the kli of the simcha is going to make a difference in the content of the simcha. Because the content of the kli creates the form of the binyan, of the structure of the kli. And if so, just like the physical cheftz of Simcha on the first night of Pesach is unique just for this time, so too, bivadai u bivadai, the emotional content of this avodas halev and fulfilling this Simcha is also unique and has its own existence, its own being. And it has no commonality with other moadim and zmanim. What is the nature of this reality, of this unique simcha of Leil Pesach? Knesset Yisrael, the mystical soul of the Jewish people, is the only nation that even before came into the world, it was still a Darvish Shalom Olam. There was already a Gzeira of Golus and Shibud by the Umas HaOlam. And not only that, the very coming to the world of this nation comes with Golus and Shibud by Hisham Legoi. The emphasis here is that the Gzeira of Golus was not to put an entire nation under the yoke and subjugation of a foreign rule, but rather the decree penetrates to the depths of the essence of the Jewish people. In other words, the birth of a complete nation. In the craziness of subjugation and backbreaking labor. The voice of this decree cut right through the very process of the evolution of this nation. And not only that, but the voice of this Gzeira has a bas kol. The Gufa kol is Gzeira se'abdus v'ashivu deitza lumas ha'olam. The bas kol of this Gzeira is the Shiva the Sone Yisrael that are in our camp. We have the Shibud to those among the nations, the Umas Olam, and then we have the Shibud even within our very camp to other Jews. As it says in the Tochacha, Uredu Bachem Soneichem, Rashi says, Bachem Umikem. Uredu Bachem Soneichem, that your enemies will afflict you, b'chem, they're going to afflict you from the outside, u'mikem, from within you. You're also going to have enemies from within. We know very well that Galus Mitzrayim is the paradigm for all the Galios. It's the Aftipus, the root of all the Galios is in Galus Mitzrayim. The Eima Chashecha that fell on Avram, Bishas Gzeres Golos Mitzrayim, is explained to be referring to the Klolios of the other Golios within Golos Mitzrayim. But we still don't know what's the root of the Shibu, the Inui. By Sonami Bifnim, we have Golos Mitzrayim, we have the Ema, we have the Arba Golios. That Mitzrayim is the root of all the Arba Galios. What's the root of the Sonam Ibifnim? Galus Mitzrayim was the root of other Galios by Umas Olam. Where's the beginning of the Galus of Mikem Uvachem? That it comes even within you. So now we need to expose ourselves to the revelation of the Chacham Emes of the Mekubalim, because that Shibur of Bechem Umikem Nolad B'mitziutam Shel Ha'Erev Rav, that's the Erev Rav that mixed in with the Shishim Riba. And if we have people today who are enemies of the Jewish people within the Jewish people, it doesn't mean that they're biologically descended from the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav caused that there are going to be within the camp of the Jewish people those who causes great harm. So if you think about this, we see a big chiddush that within the Mahalach of Gulas Mitzrayim was born a root for a category of a new Golus that wasn't included in Golus Mitzrayim. In Golus Mitzrayim, we only had Golus and Shibud Eitz Lumas Olam. B'Shas Gulas Mitzrayim, a new source was opened up for being afflicted by your own people. Because when did the Erev Rav come around? When we left Egypt. So you see a chidush nokev, a penetrating chiddush. And that is that the source for Erev Rav, for all the tzaras within the Jewish people, started dafkat yitzis mitzvah at the time of the geula. And one of the reasons it's such a penetrating chiddush is because geulas mitzrayim is the sharish for the geula asida. Zecher asan l'neflos, that Hashem made a zecher in Yetzias Mitzrayim for the neflaos, for the wonders that are going to be in the Gula Asida. So how could it be that at the Gula Asida we have the root for the Erev Rav? Yetzias Mitzrayim connects to the Gula Asida, and the Gula and Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? That's the root of the Gula Asida, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is the birth of the Erev Rav. How can that be? It's a new Gullus. Gullus of our own people. Ech yichol liot. Just in this, to me, in this wonder, we have a new light in the Mahalach of Gulas Mitzrayim. Brachas daftes, the Hatzalah migulas Mitzrayim, mitchalka l'shnei chalakim, Geula and Yetziah. Geula me'orta, v'yetziah mitzafra. Geula was at night, and we went out in the morning, like we see in Brachas. Why should we have different times for the Geula and the Yetziah? Why weren't they together? Ela Shehem Eim Advarim. The appearance of the Erev Rav started when they left. Gam Erev Rav Ola Ita. The appearance of the Erev Rav started Mishas HaYetziah Vagam Erev Rav Ola'itam. Until that time, there's no Zecher for any mixture in the Shishim Rivo, in the 600,000. And that's why we separate the Geula from the Yetziah. And there's a separate time for that. Shas HaGeula is Chal only on the 600,000. No mixtures. Because there has to be a time where there's only Gula, there's no Gullus. Because the Gula of Mitzrayim is the Shorash for Gula Asida. It's a memory, Zecher, Asim, and Velosa for the Gula Asida. Therefore, there needs to be something where it's just Gula, no Gullus. The Yetziah is a separate time because that's when the Mitzrayim, Erev Rav came out with them. And that's toxic. So there has to be a Shaz Geula, which is separate from that, where it's just pure Geula. So it turns out that only that time, Leil Tesvav, that's the only time where Knesset Yisrael was completely unique without any mixture. Because in the morning, the Erev Rav came in and they lost that Madrega of purity. And we go back to the beginning, just like the physical kli of Simchas Halev and Leil Tesvav has no commonality with the physical kli of Simchas Halev of the other Moadim here, it's the Karban Pesach. So too, the emotional content of the Simchas Halev of Leil Tesvav has no commonality with the emotional content of the Simchas Halev of the other Moadim. Because only at this time, Knesset Yisrael is happy, is joyful in its uniqueness, in its oneness, in its purity, without any other koach mixed in. And this matzav has no ach vareh, has no similarity in any other time, in any other moment. V'havein hetev, advarim niflaim, shalom, shalom.